Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today, indeed. This is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking to a coach, but a different kind of coach. You know, we talk to a lot of coaches on these broadcasts, and you know out there are coaches who can help you in every aspect of your life. But I don't think I've ever talked to a spiritual life coach who specializes in that. She does a lot of things, but she's amazing. She has an amazing background, and, you know, I think she can help people in so many different ways. She's a coach and a healer whose gifts and therapeutic tools span much more than just one genre, and that's why she was driven to call her practice Integrated Spiritual Integrated Therapy. And while the practice technically bears her name, it also pays homage to the novel way of linking modalities that she does. She is a Reiki master. She is a certified massage therapist. She's a devout yoga for 2 decades. She also reads natal birth charts. How about that? And she runs continuing education courses for other therapeutic professionals. She instructs her clients most often, many times, and it's all about teaching them strategies for things like breathing properly, goal setting, removing trauma and pain, mindful living, and just about anything they can do to feel better, both physically, emotionally, and, of course, as well as spiritually. She points out there's a lot of stress and anxiety out there today, and the gap in mental and emotional health just keeps growing, especially post-pandemic. She learned earlier in her career that as a massage therapist, you tend to hold your issues in your tissues. That's her line. It's a wonderful line. Anyway, by uniting all of the elements of health and bringing people to deep realization, she gets them and their whole family healthy again. And she says people learn to communicate in a rather unusual way with open hearts and guttural knowledge. She says her clients tend to trust in themselves after working with her and to realize that it's okay not to be perfect. You don't have to. She even tells her own 3 children that way. She tells them that fail stands for first attempt in learning. There's another one for you. Fail, first attempt in learning. And don't forget, you have your issues and your tissues. Those are great lines from her. Her name, by the way, is Amanda Bryan. She's based in Bedford, New Hampshire. She has an education and credentials in massage therapy and psychology and is soon going to be advancing her studies toward a master's degree in mental health. But anyway, that's a little bit about her. We're going to get into this with Amanda. I'm really excited to talk to her. I think she's going to be wonderful. Amanda, are you there? How are you?
I'm here. I'm good.
Good.
How
for
are you?
You? I only asked her that because we've had a couple of problems getting in touch. But anyway, now we're on a roll. Amanda, thank you for taking the time to be with us. What's it like in Bedford, New Hampshire today?
It's very cold.
No snow yet, right?
No, really? No snow. I've been doing tons of snow dances in my front yard, but no snow.
Do you think it helps?
No.
No, obviously not.
Obviously not. There's no snow, Doug.
No kidding. Well, listen, let me ask you a little bit about your practice and what you do. I point out you do so many different things. Spiritual life coaching, you can get into that. You do intuitive tarot reading, tarot card reading with people. You do astrology readings for them. Massage therapy you're into. Reiki, massage and crystal Reiki healing. I'm not quite sure what that is. And you also do intuitive tarot report. And you provide an intuitive tarot report. That's a lot to talk about, but obviously you do so much. Tell me, what brings people to you in the first place? When they come to you, what are they looking for?
Oh, they're looking for all sorts of things. That's definitely a loaded question because even as many modalities as I have for, you know, tools in my spiritual toolkit, people come to me for so many different reasons, and each session with each client is completely tailored to them and what they need at that time.
Do they know what they need when they come to you? I mean, you have all of these tools in your toolbox. Do you kind of look through the toolbox and say, all right, I'm going to do this with you instead of that?
We figure it out together. And I think some people, you know, I think that some come to me, all come to me with the intention of healing. But I don't think that they are fully aware of what that actually entails. Like, they might come to me and say, oh, I want to heal going through this divorce. But really, as we're going through the divorce, we're taking a look at their relationship patterns for their whole life, all the way back to what they were taught is a relationship from the relationship with their parents and what they witnessed. And so there's like a whole line of healing that happens, like for each individual.
Do me a favor, explain to me. I've never talked to anyone who did this. I'm going to guess at what it is. But anyway, you read natal birth charts. What is that all about?
A natal birth chart is a picture of the sky the moment that you were born. I should read your natal birth chart sometime. I bet it's loaded with wonderful things. It's a picture of the sky.
Yeah.
It's a picture of the sky. And so each of there's 12 houses that make up a natal chart. So in each house, it's a part of the human experience. So in the first house is yourself. In the second house is your relationship to your home, your finances, material things. Third house is communication, siblings. Fourth house is the relationship with your mother, the home that you create. So it goes all the way around in this big circle of the human experience. And then we look at what sign your house is in and what planets you have in each house. So everybody knows their sun sign. They say, I'm a Capricorn, I'm a Taurus, I'm
right.
a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have a moon sign and a rising sign. So your sun sign speaks to your personality, who, you know, the core of who you are. Your moon
right.
is going to rule your subconscious, your emotions, how you get emotional, the more feminine part of yourself. And then your rising sign is who you're rising up to be in this lifetime. And then there's all sorts of fun things in there. Like a north node tells you your karma in this lifetime, whereas a south node will tell you what your past life was, what you've come into this life already knowing. And so it's such an awesome way to really dig into the psyche of people. And I have to say, I've done a lot of natal chart readings, and they have all been very healing and revealing in themselves.
Wow, that's interesting. They're dead on accurate then, for the
mm-hmm.
most part. It's important,
yeah.
obviously. You have to know what time you were born, what time of day, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know the minute, the hour, that's a problem, or is it?
Well, then you're out of luck, Doug.
No,
yeah,
you're
it's
out
fine.
Of luck.
You're out of luck. What we can do is, so I've had clients who didn't know around what time they were born, and really only a few planets and signs, it doesn't make very minimal difference. So what I do is look at, I'll run a chart for 6 a.m., a chart for 12 p.m., and a chart for 6 p.m. And then I'll read all three of them. And it's been really cool because by reading all three of them, we've been able to narrow down, I'm thinking of one client in particular, to their chart spoke more to the evening time that I pulled, and then they later found out their birth time, and it was like 10 o'clock at night or something. So that was really validating.
Interesting. Give me a favor. Give me your definition of a spiritual life coach. What is spiritual life coaching? What's the best description of it? How would you do that?
Oh, so I think of my work, a spiritual life coach, as it's an approach to therapy that recognizes and incorporates the spiritual dimension of the human experience in the healing process. I think a lot of people feel very hopeless. They feel very lost. I hear a lot, people want to have a sense of purpose, and they're not even really sure what that means. And I think that it kind of roots down to people just don't know how to be happy. Sometimes they don't know what makes them happy. They're so focused on the harder parts of life, those themes that they've carried with them throughout all of their lifetimes. And then when they decide to break the chain, it's kind of this whole process of, like, think about you're lugging a backpack with you all throughout life, and you keep stuffing your trauma, your stuff, the trauma from the world, your parents, the stories that you heard growing up, you know, everything. You just keep stuffing it deeper and deeper, and you lug this thing around with you until one day you decide, oh, I can't do this anymore. And part of the process of taking all that stuff out is, like, I don't know if you have kids, Doug, but I've got three. And, like, they, when they were younger especially, they would put the most random crap in bags. And then as you pull it out, they're like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. You know, and it's like, it's taking it out of the dark, and it's looking at it and letting it go so that you can lighten your load. So it kind of acknowledges that all individuals have a spiritual aspect to their being. We like to think of people, like, sometimes I'll hear people say, oh, you have the gift. Well, we all have the same gift. It's a matter of tapping into it, of clearing out the heaviness and being a little bit lighter so that we can weave all of these aspects of happiness and peace and joy, and even taking anger, and rather than allowing it to suffocate us, taking your anger and allowing it to motivate. Chaos motivates the soul. I mean, nothing in history has been done from a bunch of happy people.
I love what you say. Let me ask you something. I know you do a series of sessions with people. And I would assume this, the initial session series is six sessions. After going through six sessions with you, do they feel different? Is there a change? Can you do it in six sessions?
Yeah. I think there is a change, and I'm so grateful that the way that I have it structured is that we do a first six sessions together, and we go deep. We empty out that backpack, and hopefully my job is to empower you with the tools, like show you the tools, so that I would love for my clients to not need me after six sessions, but I'm very grateful that they've all continued to work with me. Every client that I've brought on has continued through the maintenance packages and continues to renew them. So big shout out to all of them who I know are listening now.
Right.
But it's more like we're not meant to journey alone. We're pack animals. And so I think being on a spiritual journey and going through the healing process, though you're fully capable of doing it, it can be extremely lonely. And it's nice to have like-minded people to support you and to give you a different aspect or perspective or a view or whatever, because sometimes we're just so in it that we need, you know, we need someone to pull us out of it.
What's a typical client that you help? I'm getting a picture. They're mostly women, middle-aged and up. Would that be right? Or do you work with young people?
Doug.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Doug, you would be my perfect client. I have all sorts of different walks of life. I do have a lot of mostly women. I do definitely have some male clients. And I have, what's kind of nice is that I'm able to hit a whole span of age range and genders, because some people will come to me, like I'll have the tired mom on my massage table, and I'm pretty much doing the same work that I do with my client that's in, you know, Ohio, that's going through trying to get married or, you know, whatever. So they're all different walks of life, and I'm so grateful for that.
I think that's great, but I doubt you work with kids, because, you know, young people, because they haven't had a chance to have all of these things, you know, suppressed into their tissues. They don't have all those issues in their tissues yet, right?
Some of them,
even though your kids might.
Oh,
I love that.
They've got their issues in their tissues. That's for sure. But
now,
yes, I do work with some kids. I do hold like kids yoga classes where we'll do some yoga moves. We'll talk about, last year I did a really fun one on, the whole theme was, it was around Thanksgiving. It was around gratitude. So we wrote things that we were grateful for. We did a gratitude-centered breath practice. We did yoga poses. I do work with, you know what I work with, Doug? I work with
what?
Everyone's inner child. So, yes, I work with kids. Everybody's inner child is who I work with.
I'm amazed at all the different things you do. Now, for example, the massage therapy, you know, it sounds like getting a massage is, you know, that's always great. But as you point out, it the technique you use, and it dates back thousands of years, it's you reduce pain, muscle soreness, and tension, and it includes Swedish deep tissue, table thigh stretching, Lomi Lomi, I don't know what that is, and prenatal.
It's Hawaiian massage.
That's a lot. Anyway,
it is.
Sounds fabulous. Just does not. All right, let me end another question. You obviously you do astrology readings for you. You're into that. And people come to you strictly for an astrology reading as well as an intuitive tarot card reading. They want to know their future, right?
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that I'm not telling you your future. If anybody tells you that they're telling you their future, then you tell them that they're a crock, because I'm not. What I'm doing is, and what I've started to teach other people how to read tarot. I love tarot. I love the tarot deck, but it is just paper. It is just like you can use playing cards, like a deck of cards. You know, 52 pickups.
Right.
You can
right.
use those.
Yeah.
But you're reading the energy of a situation. You're reading the energy. It's a way to tap into your subconscious. So I just finished a Tarot for Beginners hybrid course, which was super fun. And then I'll have that up and available for people to sign up and to take the course on their own. It's self-paced, so you can just log on and do it on your own time. But in it, what I teach is that you're tapping into the energy of a situation. So even if you just get into the habit of every day grabbing your tarot cards or your oracle cards or whatever it is, and you, you know, ask like, what do I need today? What can I let go of? And then you just let the cards be a tool to guide you to tap a little bit deeper into like your thought process, like what it means to you.
These are various things that just sound so fascinating, and I know you do unique things. For example, if you go on your website, which is really good, there's a lot of interesting things.
Oh, thank you.
You're inviting people to join you at a humble warrior power yoga, the mills for a night full of moon and Reiki healing. Ooh, tell me about that. That's coming up this month in a couple of weeks, November 27th,
yes, on the
6th.
On the 26th, yeah. So I hold classes where we come together and we heal together. We do some yoga, some breath work, usually some type of an intuitive journaling. And then I'll get everybody into nice, restful yoga poses. So restorative yoga is it's designed to support your body in the rejuvenation process. So your cells, your body is constantly rejuvenating itself. Our bodies are constantly going through the death and rebirth process. And so when I get a group of people together for healing, we kind of go through that together, where we first acknowledge why we're here. Why did you sign up? And it can be as simple as, I was curious about what a healing circle is. There's something really powerful when a group of people come together to heal as a group. They kind of support one another. They offer vulnerability. When they're vulnerable, they give other people permission to be vulnerable. And I have to say that I learned very early on in my Reiki training that a group of people never comes together on accident. It's always meant to be. And I have found that I've run hundreds of workshops in person and virtual, and I have found that to be true, is that there's always this theme that everybody's healing at the same time. It's fascinating. It really, really is. And so we'll go through this process of, why are we here? We'll do some breath work, some yoga poses, to explore deeper. You know, what is it? Everybody knows what they need to heal something. Sometimes it's just connecting with a past loved one, just connecting with their memory, their essence, feeling supported. Sometimes it's calling in a past version of themselves that needed to hear they were safe, they were loved, whatever, and they offer it to that version of themselves. And then once everybody's nice and relaxed, I go around and give Reiki healing. And then by the end of the session, it's like we honor that we've gone through a rebirth, that we're a little bit different than when we first entered the circle together.
No kidding. This sounds fascinating. As you point out, yeah,
you should come.
No prior experience is necessary for this.
No. Doug, you're invited. Come on down on the 26th.
So again, this obviously is you don't do this on spam, you know, not spam, but you know,
no.
you have to be there in person. In other words, okay.
No, you know, during COVID, I held healing circles on Zoom, and it was just as powerful. It was incredible. We did something where we would sit on Zoom, and we would all put our hands in a certain position. So I'm at my house, you're at your house, but we're making the same hand position. And you can feel and receive energy just because you're setting that intention. Because, Doug, time and space is an illusion. My 11-year-old, when I tell her that it's bedtime, will repeat back to me that time and space is an illusion, which I tell her is false, that she needs to go to bed.
What do your kids think you do?
I don't know. I wish I knew. They know. They think that I teach yoga. Well, they know that I teach yoga. They know that I do massage. I'm very open with them about, like, they see me meditating every single day when they come in and ask me to tie a shoe. They pull tarot cards with me. I think they think my main job is to annoy them and embarrass them. That's number one.
I love it. You've got to be a most unusual mom. I've never had, talked to a mom who taught their kids tarot card reading, which would be good. And astrology, they probably learn a little bit about that.
They all know their moon signs.
they know their moon signs. See? I got to point out here, you have a wonderful website, and it's your name. It's AmandaBryanTherapy.com. That's simple, folks. AmandaBryanTherapy.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to look at all these various sessions. You have a workshop coming up on the 12th. That's that's just a couple of days away. For body, mind, and soul rejuvenation. And you do this a lot, like almost every week, don't you? Yeah.
That's a 6-week series that'll be in person. Yeah, and there'll be more of those in the new year.
Okay, but again, that's in person. What do you do that people who are listening to us in in California or Mississippi or wherever could benefit from?
So for my virtual clients that are out of state, I offer our one-on-one sessions are on Zoom. I record them and then I send them to for them to keep forever. I also do hold virtual readings where I have a tarot reading page, it's on Facebook, Intuitive Readings with Amanda Bryan. And I'll pop on and I try to go on once a month, and whoever popped on live with me, I try to get through as many tarot readings as I can. But I do historically hold workshops online for people to join via Zoom. And I totally get everybody likes being back in person, but the healing is just as potent and just the same in when people come together virtually, just as good as when they come together in person. So they can be on the lookout for that. I don't have any yet, but in the following year, I will have a few channeling workshops that will all be done on Zoom.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a moment about Reiki and crystal Reiki healing.
Ooh,
who do you use that on with, practice it with?
Everything. So Reiki is a 2,500-year-old form of energy healing. So I'm not giving you my energy. I'm not taking any of yours. It was developed back in Japan, and I'm going to botch the names, but I'm going to keep it very simple. There was a monk who went up to the mountains, and he was there for several days. He was given symbols in my logical mind. As much as I love this stuff, Doug, I am very logical. So when I first took my Reiki training, I'm like, he was given signs. He was, delusional because he was hungry and thirsty. He had hallucinations. But then he took the symbols that he got, and he shared them with a doctor. And then eventually there was a lineage that was happening of what Reiki was forming into. And it was brought over here in the 70s by a woman by the name of Takata, and she taught 21 disciples. And of that 21 was John Harvey Gray, which is where I started my Reiki training from. And that was a super powerful experience. So it's all gentle touch. Some practitioners hover their hands over the body. I put my hands directly on the body so a client will get on the table. It's nice and warm. And we go over certain positions for the body. And each hand position correlates with a major gland or a cluster of organs. And then when we get up to the head, I do a mental emotional treatment. So it's like my higher self speaking to your higher self. And throughout this process, there's crystals on the body, and I've charged the crystals with Reiki. So you're getting blasted with Reiki healing. And I've had people ask me so many times if I use like CBD oil or anything, because they leave feeling high or on drugs. And I promise them that I don't, that they're just high on their own supply.
You know, you sound like a lot of fun. I'm wondering, you studied communication arts and psychology in college at the University of New Hampshire. How did you get into doing all of this? When did that happen for you?
So I went to college. My goal was always to be a therapist. I went and I got a degree in communication and psychology, and then I got a job in corporate America. And if you cannot haven't already could tell, Doug, I can't not be doing something or a million things. So I was working, I was bartending, and then I went to massage school. But when I went to interview with the director for the massage school program, she saw something in me that I hadn't seen yet. She said, you need to go get Reiki trained and then come back and come to the massage school. So I started my Reiki training. I went to massage school, and then I started to blend all these pieces together. I started practicing yoga when I was 16, but then I started my yoga teacher training when I was in my early 20s, and I just haven't stopped since then. And so I just keep learning and expanding. I got certified in natal chart readings, and now I'm going back for my master's in mental health counseling in December. So
I'm just getting started.
Oh, you are.
Give me a success story. You must have many, but it's someone who came to you and, helped change their life.
Doug, I'm going to share with you my favorite success story. So I have
a minute and a half. You got a minute and a half.
Okay, I got a minute and a half. Wait, we'd ask this question now. I had a friend, or still have a friend. She was going through a very messy divorce. Her husband had cheated on her. She had a small baby. She had a small child. I mean, so she had a one-year-old and a six-month-old, or a two-year-old and a six-month-old. And now this is my friend, so I had to practice a lot of detachment. I wanted to really give this guy a piece of my mind, but I coached her through it and was able to help her to transform a lot of her anger into inner happiness. And I am so happy to say now she is in a beautiful relationship. She's so healthy in so many different aspects. I just saw her yesterday. We continue to have a beautiful friendship and assist each other. She is helping heal me now too. So we've had a little bit of exchange in energy.
Well, it's evidence that what you do really works. You can help people in many different ways, can't you? It's amazing.
I think so. I hope so.
I think it's amazing. You know, you're wonderful. You are just, you're a delightful lady to talk to. Amanda Bryan is with us. Control yourself.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. I'm going to try. I think that you want to
show
the show to
all right, Amanda's website, folks, if you want to learn more. It really is a great website with a lot of information there. You'll be intrigued by it. AmandaBryanTherapy.com. And Amanda is based in Bedford, New Hampshire. If you want to go to those live workshops she has, they sound really intriguing, very much so. Amanda, thank you for being with us. I wish we had more time, but we got to go. But it's been great chatting with you, okay?
Thank you, Doug.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much. There you are, everybody. I hope you learned something from this. She's a very knowledgeable lady in so many different things. It's just been wonderful chatting with you. That's it for today. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Till then, okay? Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.